We've enjoyed this study so far on the roll call of faith. But Hebrews chapter 11, look in one verse tonight. Hebrews 11 and verse 20. And the Bible said, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Heavenly Father, I pray you'd help us now. We certainly need your direction. And Lord, just need your touch tonight. Can't do anything without you. I know that, and these dear people here tonight know that. Lord, feel like you was trying to do something while the singing was going on tonight. And I pray some folk got some help. If they didn't, I pray they'd get some help in that through the Word of God this evening. And Lord, I just pray your will's been done so far, and pray you will be done in this message tonight. Lord, we're going to do our best to do our part, and I know that you will do your part tonight. And I pray that you'll come by and stir hearts while we might preach tonight. Lord, if there's somebody here lost, convict them. I mean, bring them under old-time Holy Spirit conviction where they might get saved tonight. And Lord, help the one that might have a need. And Lord, it's good to see everybody here tonight. And again, I ask for them to receive a blessing. Lord, meet with us now. Help us preach. Anoint us afresh in that from heaven. We'll give you the glory for it all. And ask you to save that sinner's nearest hell for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated tonight. As we've looked at this chapter so far, as we've looked about the roll call of faith, the very first thing that we looked at in that was creation. If you go over there and look in verse 3, it said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. There was none of us here at the time of creation. There was none of us in that scene, God speak this thing into existence. But through faith we believe that God created the worlds as they are today. And then we've seen Abel, and we've seen about Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Sarah. And tonight we're going to see, with God being our helper, about Isaac when he blessed and that Esau, or Jacob, excuse me, and Esau. Now if you notice tonight, it is worded that way on purpose. Esau was born first and Jacob second. But if you notice right there in the scripture that it's worded that he blessed Jacob and Esau. That's not by any accident tonight or missed, or as you might say, a misinterpretation. And by the way, this book is, friend, perfect tonight. Ever how God penned it, that's how it is tonight. Every jot and tittle, every period, every semicolon, every colon is in the place where it belongs. But everybody, if we look in Hebrews 11, and look at all these folk that were living by faith and had faith in God, we'll find out that they weren't all perfect. We'll find out that they all had problems. And we're going to learn about some tonight, about Jacob and Esau and Isaac. But there was a time in their life when they lived by faith. And I tell you tonight, as Christians, we got to live by faith. Now, I'm glad that God comes by and shines His light on us and helps us, and He manifests Himself and makes Himself real. But the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith in my salvation. Amen. What do you mean you walk by faith in your salvation? Listen, the Bible said if I'd come and ask God to save me with my heart and trust Him, He would do it. Listen, it don't run and it ain't based on feelings. It's based on the promise and that out of the Word of God. Now, as I've said many times, I'm glad I've got a salvation that I can feel. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit and that gets turned over in my heart every now and again, and I know it's real. Amen. How about you tonight? What you have is real tonight. Listen, I tell you what, not only am I living in that by faith and salvation, but that in by service, I'm trying to serve God in that by faith and follow Him and out of the Word of God and know that it's right. But as we find tonight in this roll call of faith, we're going to find that what was it right here that he said in verse 20? By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau on what? Concerning things to come. Real quick tonight, I want you to take your Bible and go to the book of Genesis chapter 25. Look with me in Genesis chapter 25. Maybe a little different tonight. than the way that we normally preach. But in Genesis chapter 25, we find something. Here Rebecca is. She's going to have some children. I want you to look in Genesis chapter 25. And the Bible said in verse 21, Genesis 25 and 21, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Boy, I thought that's a good thing. I mean, she wasn't going to ask nobody else. She just went and talked to the Lord about it. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. I got that underlined in my Bible. It'll be good for you to do. And 200 people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like an hired garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. Let me read on. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter and a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. We find that, first of all, right here, that there was already a prophecy made in that concerning these two boys right here. All the way before they were ever birthed and out into this world, Rebekah goes to talk to the Lord about it, and he said, there's two nations in your womb, and by the way, you find that out as the nation of Israel and the nation of Edom over there, and said, one's going to be stronger than the other, and the elder is going to serve the younger. Now, can I tell you tonight that God already knew Jacob and already knew Esau? How do you know that, preacher? Listen, the Bible tells us, I believe it was in the book of Malachi, that Jacob have I loved, yet Esau have I hated. You go to the book of Romans over there, as Paul's laying some things out in Romans chapter 9, and he makes that same statement again, and he said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Folks made that statement and said, well, I can understand, God, how can they say that God hated Esau? Friend, let me give you something better else to think. If you know anything about Jacob, we'll learn a little bit about him here in a minute. How could God say, Jacob have I loved? Hey, listen, he was a supplanter. He was crooked. He gets his he gets a little comeuppance when he goes down there and stays at Laban's house, and gets took advantage of. We're going to find out that he took advantage of his brother just later on in chapter 25 when it said, here comes Jacob. And you look in verse 29, and Jacob sawed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. So now you find out where Edom comes from. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Boy, that's a good brother, ain't he? He loved him, didn't he?
Come on.
He's over here fainting, about to die. And he says, make me some of that pottage that you make. I'll get to feeling better if you'll make me some of that. And Jacob said in verse 31, sell me your birthright. He held him up over here. I don't know how faint he was, but the Bible said he was faint. He was hungry. But you know the sorrowful part and that about Esau. The Bible said in verse 32, and Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. He sold it out. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of folks selling out their birthright today for just a little pottage in this world. That's a good typology right there. There really is. They're selling out. Hey, listen, they're just giving up what's rightfully theirs. I'm telling you right now, the church has given up what is rightfully ours. Hey, listen, tonight, I don't care if you like me or not. I'm not compromising. I'm not giving in. I'm not selling out to this world. Hey, I want to be sold out to the Lord tonight and make Him happy. Amen. That's just a little extra. It don't cost you nothing. And then the Bible said in verse 34, then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. That's Esau despised his birthright. So you can see that these boys are already set one against the other. You can see, hey, they're twins. One's just born just a little bit earlier than the other. Which one of you's older? Both of them raised their hand at the same time. I don't know. He's pointing at her and she's raising her hand. Amen. I was going to say, who rose, you or her? Was you pointing at him or was you raising your thumb for you? Yeah, she does. Okay. Amen. The oldest has got it. Hey, but listen. Here Jacob is. Here Jacob is, and he cheated his brother. For lack of better words, he, in my opinion, you can take what you want to, he cheated his brother out of his birthright. And Esau was willing to sell it. So I guess you might say that he got what was coming to him. And you can look in Genesis chapter 26 there toward the very end of it. And I'm making this statement for a reason. You'll find out that as Esau grew, that when he was 40 years old, that he took him two wives and that out of the Hittites. And the Bible said in verse 35, which were grief of mine unto Isaac and to Rebekah. Now, I say all that to say this, because Isaac here in a little bit is getting ready in that to give Esau the blessing. But yet, he has grieved his mother and his father for the wives that he has taken. Say, what's all this got to do with by faith? Just hang on, and we'll get to our here in just a minute. And we find that it grieved him. Hey, young people, look at me for a minute. Do you know what you can grieve your mom and daddy? But who you're seeing and who you're fixing to marry. And they can be a grief to you too, by the way. If you marry the wrong one, hey, I'm going to tell you tonight, you better seek God. Hey, you better beg God and say, Lord, is this the lady? Is this the man that you want me to marry? And you better figure that out and that in the will of God. But I want you to look in verse 26 tonight real quick as I get started. Number one, I want us to see some of the promises and that made to Isaac. You say, what's this got to do? Hey, listen, God... the Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Some things that he had yet to see, some things that God had yet to move on, but yet he had obviously told Isaac about them because it was by faith. How do you know? What is it? Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I want you to look quickly with me in chapter 26. You find out in verse 1 that there is a famine in the land where Isaac is at. And the Bible says in verse 2 that the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of, and sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I sware unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all nations be of the earth be blessed. And so we find right here one of the first promises in that given to Isaac, just about word for word, which was given in that to Abraham. That in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, and I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven. Seems like we've heard that somewhere before, hadn't we? And so here God is making that same promise and that to Isaac. And God says, if you'll stay right here, stay put where I want you to be at. He said, look, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to take care of you. And I'll prosper you. What did he say right here? He said, I'll be with thee in verse 3 and will bless thee. So you know what? You know what Isaac done? He just got right in the will of God and stayed right where God wanted him to be. Can I tell you tonight, church, the best place for you to be is right in the will of God. Amen. I mean, find out what the will of God is for your life and get in it. I mean, be doing what God wants you to do. Hey, I mean, do it. Whatever thy hand findeth to do, do with all thy mind. Hey, listen, I mean, just go tonight until God says stop. And so here Isaac is. God has promised some things unto Isaac. He said, if you'll just stay right here, if you'll live right here, dwell right here, he said, I'll bless you. Look down in verse 12 of chapter 26, and we find then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. I believe, hey, 100-fold. Hey, look, how many of us wouldn't want to sow and get 100-fold out of something? I think that's a great blessing tonight, don't you? Oh, what are you saying? Hey, I'm saying that God has told him some things, and then God came through on what he told him. You know, when God promises us some things, and then we see God move, it ought to help us in that to live by faith. Now, do you understand what I'm saying tonight? Hey, if we read God's word and God never moved and we never seen God act and we never seen God manifest himself and our prayers was never answered and God never come by and signed his light, listen, I'd begin to wonder about some things. I don't believe that changed God's word. I'm just telling you that I believe that I began to wonder about some things. We talk about living by faith so much, and when you really start to consider living by faith, that means you're just going to take God at his word. I mean, that's just it. You're going to take God at his word. Whether he turns the light switch on or not, whether it's sunny or whether it's dark, or whether it's a good day, whether it's a bad day, whether everything's going good, whether it's falling apart around you, you're going to live by faith and trust God. That's hard to do, friend. We sung that song. We did sing that tonight, didn't we? Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember if it's tonight or this morning. See where my mind's at? I know it's tonight. Don't get excited now. 162. After they said we sang tonight, I got to say that. But I do. I love that old song.
Amen.
I do. Living by faith. Living by faith. That song helps me from time to time. But listen, God told Isaac, he said, if you'll just do what I tell you to, he said, I'm going to bless you. And listen, not only was he going to personally bless Isaac, but he's talking about on out yonder. See, now listen, it's a personal blessing and that to Isaac right now, but he's also saying, look, in thy seed all these countries, and thy seed shall all these nations of the earth be blessed. So not only is he looking in the now that God said, if you'll just be here, I'll bless you. But he said, if you'll stay here, I'm going to make a great nation out of you. So here we are. So the same promise is given to Abraham is given to Isaac. And Isaac has trusted God. And we find a time right here, if you look, we do find that he did get a little weak in the faith and lied about his wife over here and said that she was his sister, afraid that they was going to kill him, you know. The king seen that she was his wife, and he took care of all that. But God blessed him. The Bible went on to say in verse 13, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. And so we find out that God just continued to do what he said he would do. Now we preached this morning on being faithful in the little things and just being faithful. Isaac was faithful and he served God like he should have and done what he should have. And the statement come true out of the book of Proverbs that a faithful man shall abound with blessings, and God made him very great. And we get on down to verse 24 and verse 25. After they had dug some wells and had a little war going on, or had a little problem, and dug some more wells,
God came through and took care of some things. And in verse 24, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee. Boy, it's a good thing to get, ain't it? Amen. Get a little assurance about some things. And he said, I love it when God comes by and assures. He said, and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. I wondered about that. Why did he come through again? Why did he come through again and tell him the same thing again? Don't you need the same thing told to you again?
Amen.
I'm just being honest tonight. I read it as I see it. I know he'd been through a little problem right here trying to get these wells dug and get everything straightened up. And boy, when they got everything where it needed to be, God shows up again. God can tell me something today, and by tomorrow I'm wondering about it. The Bible said in verse 25, and he built an altar there. So not only did he listen to what God had to say, now he's worshiping, ain't he? Got an altar built. And called the name of the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. And so we find that God had made some promises, and that to Isaac. Now you get over into chapter 27, after that, the Bible said there, the last part of chapter 26 about Esau marrying them women. And we find in chapter 27 that Isaac is now fixing to bless Esau. Now remember, Esau has sold Jacob his birthright.
Amen.
Now that's very important in all this. Because sitting within that birthright, I believe, if I understand some things right, come this blessing right here. And not to mention, not only that, but God had told Rebecca and made that prophecy a chapter before that. I said that the elder was going to serve the younger. Now don't you think that Isaac knew that? And here Esau is, has married them two women, that's been a grief, and that to Rebekah and to Isaac, and he's still going to bless Esau. Look in chapter 27, and look what happens. We find in chapter 27 that Rebekah, and if y'all know the story, then you know what's about to happen. That Rebecca hatches a scheme.
Amen.
She gets deceitful about some things.
Yeah.
The Bible said in verse 1, it came to pass, and we'll read fast, okay? That when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau's eldest son, said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here I am. And he said, behold, now I am old, and I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out in the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. All right. Isaac is fixing to bless Esau. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake unto Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. His mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. Now what's going on right here? Esau's fixing to get the blessing. Rebekah hears it and sends Jacob there into the field to get two little kid goats. And she's going to cook them up and turn them into that venison that Isaac loves.
Amen.
And not only is that going to happen, if you read on right here, and we won't read it for the sake of time, she puts that hairy skin on his hands and on his arms and on the back of his neck, because Esau's a hairy man, and puts Esau's clothes on him and sends him in there to his daddy. Now, before that, I want you to look what Jacob said. He says to his mother, said, he's a hairy man, I'm a smooth man. My father peradventure will fear me, and I seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. He wasn't concerned that this thing was wrong. He was concerned that he might get caught. Now, that's a good reason not to do something that's wrong, is you might get caught. Amen. Mm-hmm. If you want to go ahead and do it, or you say, well, I want to do it, but I won't do it because I might get caught, well, that's a good reason not to do it. But the best reason not to do it is because it's wrong.
That's right.
Don't worry about getting caught. You know, if you don't do it, you ain't got to worry about getting caught. You know, if you don't speed, you don't have to worry about the police pulling you over and getting you for speeding. Amen. Huh? I mean, I'm just being honest tonight. You don't have to worry about those things. But here Jacob was. He wasn't concerned about taking advantage of his father. He wasn't concerned about taking advantage of his brother. And you say, well, God had already said that Jacob was going to receive the blessing and that the elder was going to serve the younger. Hey, yeah, but listen, Rebekah's getting involved in God's things now.
Yep.
You say, well, the ends justify the means. They never do, friend. Not when you're doing something deceitful. Not when you're doing something underhanded. Hey, I believe right here this whole family is messed up. I'll be honest with you. We pick a lot of times on Rebekah and Jacob, but I'm going to be honest with you. Esau sold his birthright and that to Jacob. And here he goes out in the field to get some venison. He knows his father's going to bless him, and he knows that blessing don't even belong to him. He sold it to his brother a long time ago. And he's going to slide through and do the same thing that Jacob's about to do. And Isaac should have known better than to do it all. How'd he end up in Hebrews 11? That make you wonder. Huh? Kind of like Sarah did over there after she lived. And God still put her in Hebrews chapter 11. I'm telling you, you think you and your family's messed up sometimes. Here we are. So what happens? Do exactly what Rebekah wanted to do. They killed them two kid goats, and she made that savory venison, and put that hairy coat on Jacob, on his hands and on his arms, and on the smooth of his neck. The Bible said, and sent him in there and that to Isaac to get the blessing. And so the Bible said in verse 18, and he came unto his father and said, "My father," and he said, "Here am I. Who art thou, my son?" You got to understand, Isaac's blind at this time. That's the whole thing. If Isaac wasn't blind, never been able to pull this thing off. And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn." Well, now that was a lie, wasn't it? "I've done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, set and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." And he lied again and didn't blame God. I mean, my soul. I mean, they're a mess, ain't they?
Amen.
I mean, really, they're a mess. And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee." So he knew something was up. "My son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is of Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, "Art thou my very son Esau?" And he said, "I am." Lied again, didn't he? Lied again. So all this blessing is going to come through deceitfulness and through lying. It's amazing that God even done any work with the nation of Israel, ain't it? Now do you understand why folks say that God said, "Jacob have I loved, yet Esau have I hated"?
That's
They say, how could God say Esau have I hated? I want to know how he said Jacob could I love. I mean, he was crooked.
Amen.
But you better be glad that God loves crooked people.
Amen.
Amen. You better be glad tonight that God loves sinners. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because he loves us and gave himself for us that we might be saved. So here we are. And so what does Isaac do? He begins to bless him. He says, come near. Let me back up here. He said, bring it near to me in verse 25. And I'll eat my son's venison that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him. He did eat and he brought him wine and he drank. His father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. I believe he still ain't sold out on everything. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God, give thee the dew of heaven and the faith. You know, sometimes I wonder if Isaac didn't send Esau out and that to get that venison to see how quickly he can come back. And just kind of put a stamp of approval on what he was about to do. That's just something I'm thinking. I can't prove that, so you can throw it out. But he said that he smells like the field which the Lord hath blessed. Verse 28, therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. All right. Now, Isaac has blessed Jacob, which was the younger. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of the blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau's brother came from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it in unto his father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his sons of innocence that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. I'm going to tell you something. Some things that happened in the past, when he sold his birthright, listen, God seen all that stuff come. But you know what? God had all this set up. I'm not a Calvinist nor a hyper-Calvinist, okay? Don't misunderstand me. But there's some things in the foreknowledge of God and how he sets things up. Do I believe that was the perfect will of God? No, I do not. And that for Jacob to go in there and trick his daddy and get the blessing. But that is the way that it happened.
Amen.
I can't change it and you can't change it either. It's one thing I like about a King James Bible.
Yeah.
It ain't going to lie to you.
Amen.
So here Esau is, and he wants his blessing. And he said in verse 35, thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. No, Esau sold it to him. Right?
That's right.
Am I not telling you right? And behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. He'd have never got it anyway. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? I'm not condoning anything that Rebecca and Jacob done. Hey, you say, well, what would have happened, preacher, if Esau would have come in and Isaac would have began to bless him? God said that the elder was going to serve the younger. Now that wasn't going to change. I find a time over the book of Numbers when Balaam was going to go out and that curse the nation of Israel. And every time he opened his mouth and that to curse the nation of Israel, God turned it into a blessing.
Amen.
You know, Isaac could have opened his mouth and got ready to bless Esau, and God could have shut him up.
Right.
Did he not take away John the Baptist's father's voice all that time that Elizabeth was carrying him? He had him shut up over there. And boy, when it come time to name him, he said his name will be John. And when he named him John, God turned his tongue loose and he praised the Lord. We try to figure God out sometimes. And he's way beyond us, ain't he? Let me get back on this here real quick. And Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and with wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son?" He said, "I've given him all." And Esau said to his father, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by the sword shalt thou live, and shalt thou brother, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck." And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father at hand, then will I slay my brother." Now, we started all this right back in Hebrews chapter 11. When what did it say? What did it say in verse 20? "By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come." Didn't talk about how we got there. Didn't talk about the mess that the family was in. Didn't talk about anything else. But what it talked about in Hebrews chapter 11 was the blessing. And it was by faith. By faith, Isaac blessed both these boys. What do you mean by faith? God had showed Isaac down through time that he could believe him and that he could trust him. And by faith, when Jacob come in and that to get the blessing, he told him that he would have all the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth. I mean, everything that he set his hand to. Hey, we find that down there when he went to live with Laban. I mean, all them cattle over there. Man, he got to trading around on cattle and breeding cattle. And the next thing you know, he had more and better than Laban did. And he was leaving out there with more than what Laban ever had. God bless Jacob, didn't he? I'm just telling you now. Go on and read. He said, "You're going to have plenty of corn and wine. You're not going to do that. You're going to have plenty to eat. You're going to have plenty of supply. Everything's going to be taken care of." He said, "People's going to serve you. Your own kin is going to bow down to you and curses everyone that curseth you and blesses everyone that blesses you." And Isaac done all that by faith. Not having seen what God was going to do. But he knew that God would. If you've ever read anything in the Old Testament and that to deal with the nation of Israel. By the way, Jacob's name is changed to Israel later on over there. He gets in that fight over there in the nighttime with that angel, you know, that changes his name, touches him over there in the holler of the leg. And he still walked on it, you know, crooked, if you'd let me say that. But listen, God blessed him.
Amen.
God, by faith, Isaac just believed God. By faith, when he blessed and that Esau over there and told him where he was going to dwell under the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth, he was going to have to fight. He was going to be a man of war. He was going to live by the sword. He was going to serve his brother. But yet there was going to come a day when he would break that yoke off. And by the way, he did. Was it in the book of Genesis? In the book of 2 Kings. I believe it was. The Bible tells us that that Edom ended up with their own king over there, quit serving, and that the nation of Israel. But it all goes back to what God told Rebekah. Two nations are in thy womb. And by faith, Isaac said, "Boys, here's what's going to happen." By faith. He just simply believed God. Out of all this mess, out of all that mess right there, Isaac, Bible said Isaac still just believed God. You know, I don't know what's going on. And I read all that tonight. I could have just simply talked about the blessing. But the more I studied on this and the more I thought about it and looked at it, we needed to look at how really they were deceitful and underhanded and conniving. And God still allowed them by faith to bless them boys. Can I tell you tonight, church, no matter what's going on in our family, and no matter what might be happening around us, we can still live by faith.
Amen.
We can still live by faith. No matter what our family's done to us. You know what, Isaac, by the time Esau got in there, now it don't matter, but you could say that Isaac could have just stopped the whole thing and said, "No, I'm not going to bless you. I got to wait on your brother to get here." See, there's a lot of what ifs. But tonight, the Bible simply tells us in Hebrews, and I'm amazed that it was over there, that it was there, that he said by faith on things to come. Can I tell you tonight that we live by faith on things to come? Do we not live by faith on the rapture of the church tonight?
Amen.
I mean, I've not never seen the rapture of the church, but I sure do believe it's going to happen tonight. I believe that thing. Hey, listen, I believe that thing just keeps getting closer and closer and closer and closer, and we're fixing to leave out of here. Amen. I'm glad I can say we're going to leave. Amen. Not you're going to leave, but we're going to leave. I'm going to be part of the church tonight when we leave. Amen. Thank God for that. Do you know that tonight? If Jesus come tonight to gather the church, would you go? Would you go out of here? Meet the Lord in the air, and the Bible said, "So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." What a great day just to leave out of here. But by faith, I believe that. By faith in things to come, I believe there's a heaven over there that I'm going to dwell in one day. By faith. By faith's eyesight, I know that it's over there. 2 Corinthians 5 said that if this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a body that's in heaven, not made by hands.
Right.
By faith,
praise
I
God.
Believe that.
Yeah.
By faith, I have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ to save my soul and to keep me. How about you tonight? How about you? By faith, Isaac, just bless them boys on things to come. Are we believing on things to come tonight by faith? Let's bow our head tonight. We think tonight, and that a lot about living by faith. That you got to be perfect to live by faith. Now we're perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. My friend, I'm going to tell you, me and you just need to learn to live by faith. No matter the situation our family's in, and no matter the situation you're in tonight, you can live by faith. The first act of faith that you take is in salvation, that you come and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, and you put your faith and your hope in Him, and He will save you. But tonight, I asked you, are you living by faith? Is there some things there, friend, that you're getting kind of weak on, kind of wondering about, kind of worrying about? Now listen, just by faith, we just got to take God at His word, take God at His promise, just like Isaac did. He blessed them boys not having seen it, but knowing that it was going to come to pass. And friend, tonight we just got to understand and take God at His word, and not necessarily have seen it, but knowing that it's going to come to pass and trusting Him. Heavenly Father, I pray that You'll help during this invitation. Lord, I don't know folks' needs tonight, but I pray this message has been a help to somebody, been encouragement to somebody. Sure has been to me tonight. And Lord, I pray some folk got some instruction and that from the Word of God. Would You please move during this invitation? Maybe there's somebody lost needs to get saved. Maybe somebody needs their faith and that strengthened tonight. And I pray they found it in the Word of God. Just help during this time. For these things in Jesus' name, amen.